wanted to be able to take Christmas vacation. I always thought that was great. I mean, it's the bunch of every, you lose sight, David, on Thursday. On Thursday, you know that we do, I would say, a suboptimal job on 80 companies because you just can't do your work.
No, you have to pick and choose. You kind of try and cover everything, which is impossible.
Coca-Cola reported a really great quarter this morning.
Yeah, well, that one we're going to actually hear from. I mean, we can focus on that because there aren't too many other companies reporting, and we're going to hear from the CEO.
Why don't we go to Coca-Cola after the break?
All right, that sounds like good. Well, first, let's go back to Carl, and then let him tell us that.
Shepard Smith here. Thanks for watching CNBC.
Today is Monday, April 19th, day before 420, and welcome to the Opposedly Podcasting Experience Extravaganza. How are you guys doing today? Oof, man, Monday, I don't like it. I don't think anyone likes Mondays. But for some reason, I feel refreshed, even though I'm running late to work like usual. Thought I was going to be there about an hour ago, or told someone I was going to be there an hour ago for some BS. Just like shit that other people should be, you know, available to assist. Like, it should just be me. And I hope it worked out. You know, at this point, it's too late. There's no way for me to save the day. But, you know, I don't do anything spectacular. You know, I just regroup, and it usually works after that. You know, and if it doesn't, then I reboot again. And usually that's all it takes to be a technician. But here we are. What should I talk about today? Today is... Isn't tomorrow... Isn't April 20th Adolf Hitler's birthday? Or was that April 1st? I'm not sure. I'm getting hungry though. I wish I can grab some breakfast somewhere. Oh man, I really didn't have anything to talk about, but figured since I was heading to work, might as well do a podcast. And I actually became a member of Uncle Bruce's channel. I was planning on becoming a member a while back, but I figured, hey, maybe... I'll wait until, like, the anniversary, because I guess this is only his, he's going on to his second month of members. So, you know, I let the first batch roll over so I can become, you know, part of the second batch. You know, I want it to be aligned on the same day. So, we'll see how it goes. It's fun chatting on there as opposed to just listening in. I feel like I don't have time to participate, but at the very least, it's fun to troll a little bit on there. But yeah, I don't think he likes me just because he can't pronounce my name, which is kind of funny because at this point, I have enough, like... clips of people reacting to my channel name, which is Opochli, that I can make a compilation video if I was motivated enough. But yeah, 165 was GameStop stonk, super stonk, when I when I left for work. So I was up 175, somewhere around that range this morning. It was nice seeing all greens. Gosh, I'm getting tired. I wish I could, maybe I will. Thinking of stopping for a Starbucks Super Stonk coffee. Not really. I don't want to have diarrhea by noon. Not really. Sorry to put that image in you guys' head. But coffee doesn't necessarily give me diarrhea, but always it always makes me want to go poop. It is what it is. I wish I could work from home more so I can poop at my... I hate pooping in public restrooms. Even though it hasn't been too bad at my job lately. But, even still, you know, because there's no one really going to the office. But, the couple of people who do go to the office are workless. You know, they like to spend a lot of time in those bathrooms, and I don't trust it quite frankly. But yeah, what else is going on? I don't really know what to talk about. There's Utopia Fiber truck going out. Does that mean that there's might be Utopia service in my neighborhood? Utopia Fiber? I really wish I could switch internet providers, you know, which is Comcast. I just, maybe I'll stop by after work. Or, like, take a break or something and stop by. So exhausted. I don't want to go work today, you know. And I don't know if I said this, but I feel amazingly refreshed today, you know. And I wonder why. It's Monday and I feel refreshed. It's because I got a 3-day weekend. You know, this job is so exhausting. But part of it's me because I've just been doing a lot of overtime trying to cut down on my debt. But at the same time, it's just exhausting in general. Like, it seems never ending, you know, like the amount of, the amount of stuff we have to do is just a never-ending cycle of joy, if you could imagine. And I'm, you know, I'm sick of it. But it will have to do for now, unless some miracle happens, you know, with GameStop sometime soon. We'll just have to wait. I'm sorry, this is such a boring podcast today. Utah Jazz, can I talk about them? Like, I feel like they had a couple games, I just don't remember them. Oh wait, yeah, the Indiana Pacers, I think they beat the Pacers, if I'm not mistaken, early as game. I didn't even get to see it because it was so early and I forgot about it. They also lost to the Lakers, you know, and no teams had their stars. Gobert was out, Donovan Mitchell was out, Anthony Davis was out, LeBron James was out, you know, so it was just a battle of the role players, I guess you could say. The players who have a role besides being a superstar, right? And the Lakers outbeat the Jazz. Sad to say, we felt like we didn't have enough size, you know, without Rudy Gobert. You know, Elia Slova did okay, you know, as a short big man, but, you know, we're missing a big man. Like, I can't even tell you who our backup center is. Like, Morgan went in and, you know, had a couple decent plays. But he's not going to stop Andre Drummond. You know, we, in my opinion, the Jazz, you know, we need to let go of some of these end-of-the-bench guys, you know, and bring in more veterans at different positions that can kind of hedge in case of any catastrophic injury with Rudy Gobert or Donovan Mitchell. You know, the thing about the Jazz is if the Jazz hit our threes, then we're golden, you know. But if the Jazz don't hit their threes and it's just isolation plays with Donovan Mitchell and nothing, and that could be hit or miss, you know. You can have a day when Donovan Mitchell's doing really good and another day when he's not doing so good. Anyways, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I love you guys, and take care.